Sonoma County's streets are segregated economically, says Craig Harrison, with the lion's share of local road maintenance funds going to a small but heavily used subset of the overall network.
There's 1,382 miles of county roads. 200 of them are in what they call their high priority or their backbone road system, and those roads are in very good shape. But the other 1,182 miles only receive pothole filling, and they clean out the culverts, but they really don't do any pavement preservation, and so they are basically wearing away before our eyes.
A co-founder of Save Our Sonoma Roads, Harrison was part of a lobbying effort that succeeded last year in getting some additional funds allocated. It's something he's now pushing to see continued.
We got $8 million in one-time funds last year, added to the budget, and brought it up to pretty much what the general funding had been 20 years ago when you adjusted for inflation. I think the challenge this year is to get them to do it again and to commit to this is the minimum we're going to do in the future, because without county funding, there's no question that the vast majority of roads in this county are going to go to dirt or gravel.
In Santa Rosa, Public Works Director Rick Mosier says there has been more consistent funding, but not at the level needed to preserve his city's street system.
Over the last 15 years or so, through a lot of effort, we've been able to spend about $6 million per year taking care of our pavement. That sounds like a lot of money, but we should be spending $12 million per year. We think we're about $300 million in the hole. On average, another $6 million gets on the backlog every year. So it's $300 million and growing.
Mosier doesn't expect that will change until the citizenry demands it, by which time the problems will be significantly worse.
If we wait for the politics to really kick in and for the citizens to say, hey, you got to fix this, that will be at a point in time when it'll be much more expensive to fix than if we had fixed it proactively.
Despite the daunting costs, local government should not expect help from other sources, says Jennifer Whiting, a lobbyist for the California League of Cities. She says that even the state's gas tax is a diminishing resource.
The gas tax hasn't been increased in 19 years, and obviously the costs of maintaining our system have increased over that same time, so we've had to look for other sources of funding to support it. So we have some coming from the federal government, some coming from gas tax, and then locally voter-approved tax measures that support the transportation system. Those are the three main pots of money.
So if more funds are to be raised locally, what's the best way to do that? Save Our Sonoma Roads is conducting an online poll to seek answers.
We have an online survey asking people, do you think that raising the tourist occupancy tax, or should we put a fee on every registered vehicle every year, or do you want people who live on roads that are poorly maintained to have to assess themselves through road maintenance districts? There's a whole bunch of options, and we're asking for people to give their opinions, and that's going to help us decide what we may support.
But additional revenues also need to be part of a long-term road maintenance plan, Harrison says, and right now, that doesn't exist either. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.